Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call, live from sunny Boca Raton, Florida. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 25th day of the month of Kislev and the first day of Hanukkah. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zev Spitz of the Clanton Park Shul in North York and Ontario, Canada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Spitz, slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Lamed, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. They'll be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim with a sizable pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achinu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Spitz back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Spitz.
Good afternoon. Freilich Hanukkah, everyone. Happy Hanukkah to you all. Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. What a schus to be here once again. Truly amazing. When you asked me to do it again, I was shocked that not only is his daily call still going, but going stronger than ever. I've heard some of the calls, but I haven't been on in a while, and it was really so special to hear that it's going strong. I'd like to share a quick, beautiful Hanukkah idea from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. The gracious Rabbah, the Medrash, tells us on the Pasuk in the very beginning of the Torah, V'choshech al p'nei tehom, that there was darkness on the face of the earth, and the Medrash says that this is the Galus Yavan. This is the time of the Greeks. Why is it called the Choshech HaPnei Tehom? Why is it called that there was darkness on the face of the earth? Because they were Hechshicha Einayim Shel Yisrael. They darkened the eyes of the Jewish people with their gzeros. And then it gives one example of a decree. An example that it gives is that they told the Jewish people, Kisru Lachem Al Keren Hashor She'ein Lachem Chelek Belokei Yisrael. You have to write on the horn of the ox that you have no part, no portion in the God of Israel. And Rabbi Weiss points out that it says not Keren Shor on a horn of an ox, but on the horn of the ox. And he wants to know what ox are we talking about that the Jewish people needed to write on the horn of the ox that they have no part in the Jewish God in Elokei Yisrael. In order to explain this, he says that we have to understand exactly what the root of the war of the Greeks was. And it was different than the other wars of the other empires. For instance, the Babylonians and the Romans, they wanted to get rid of the Jewish people. They literally wanted to destroy the Jewish people. They wanted to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They did, and they kicked the Jewish people out of their land. They wanted to destroy us as a nation. The Yavanim didn't necessarily want to destroy the people part of the Jewish people. They wanted to destroy the Jewish part of the Jewish people. They were okay with us staying in Eretz Yisrael. They were okay with us having the Beis Hamikdash. They just wanted to go ahead. They didn't want to destroy it. They just didn't want us to have the Jewish people. They didn't want us to have the religion of Judaism and our specialness and closeness to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he called the Yehudo Shalom Yisrael, what we call in our davening on Yantiv, Ata V'chartanu Mikol Amin, Kadosh Baruch Hu choosing us to be different and separate from all the nations. There's a fascinating Mishnah, Maseches Midos, which talks about the different dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash, and it tells us that the Yavanim, the Greeks, were Pratzos Partsu Yavanim. They went and they made 13 breaches in the Beis Hamikdash. And it's interesting to note that they didn't make 13 breaches in the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't make 13 breaches in the Delos, in the door of the Beis Hamikdash. They made 13 breaches in the Sorig of the Beis Hamikdash, in the fence around the Beis Hamikdash. There was a special fence in the Gron, the Tosfos Yontif points out. There was a special fence, and the point of this Sorig was to separate the Jewish people from the non-Jews. Non-Jews could come to the Temple Mount, they could come to the Beis Hamikdash, but they couldn't go past this fence. And if they actually went past this fence at the time that there was a Sanhedrin, at the time that there was a Jewish law in the land, a non-Jew would actually die, would get killed for going over this Sorig, for going over this separation. And the reason that they made the 13 breaches is because, again, once again, they want to show us that we are not Ata V'chartanu Mikol Amin. We are not a separate people. We want you, the Yavanim, the Greeks said, to be part of us. You can live, but we don't want you to be the Jewish people. We want you to just be a regular person, a non-Jewish person. And the reason, says the Gra, that they made 13 breaches in the Soreg, which separated the part of the Jews versus the non-Jews, is Keneged the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the 13 moments of faith, the 13 things that we say, the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna, the Yud Gimel parts that the Rambam says, even though the Rambam came later, but the 13 principles of faith that separate us from the non-Jewish people. And he explains that if it's true that the difference and what they wanted from us was to no longer be the chosen nation, it makes sense why the decrees were on the Chodesh and Shabbos and on Mila. The Chodesh, so we can go ahead and we can decree a new month, and we can then take that month and have the Yamim Tovim, have the holidays when we can say Ato Vechartona Mikol Amim. The Shabbos, which separates us from the non-Jewish people, where we have a separate day once a week to go ahead and establish and continue to develop our relationship with Hashem. And Mitzvah Mila, of course, the Bris Mila, which is the sign, the Bris Kodesh, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also, he says, to conclude, explains why when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't destroy all of the Shemen, they didn't destroy all of the oil, they were metame all the oil. They didn't want to get rid of the oil, they just wanted to make it tame to say, you can go ahead, you can light your menorah, but you have to do it with tame oil, because at the end of the day, there's nothing tahor, there's nothing special about you. And that's why, even though the halacha states, even though the Jewish people were allowed to take Tumah Hutra B'Tzivah, where they could have taken Tameh oil, they specifically didn't take Tameh oil. They didn't take the impure oil and use it to light the candles when the Chashmonaim came in, because that was the whole purpose of the Yevanim, to say you can light the menorah, you just have to use Tameh oil. And in order to defeat the Yevanim, to defeat the Greeks, we have to light with Tahor oil. We have to light with pure oil to go ahead and say to them, no, we are different. Ato v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. We do have a certain level of holiness. And with that, we can answer our original question. What was the ox upon which the Greeks decreed that the Jews must write that they have no portion in the God of Israel? It was the ox, the calf, the same species from the Egel Hazav, from the sin of the golden calf. It was the Greeks reminding the Jews of what their, the Greeks' desire was of the Jews, to give up the Ata V'chartanu Mikol Amin, to give up the special relationship that the Jews had with Hashem in the same way that the Jewish people had given it up over 1,000 years earlier with the sin of the golden calf. Of course, as we know, the Chashmonaim defeated the Greeks and specifically only lit with Tahor, pure oil, to remind the Jewish people and themselves of the special gift that we have of being the chosen people. Ata v'chartanu, Nikola Amin, you Hashem have chosen us from all the nations. If there's any lesson that we've learned over the last year and a half, it's a lesson of appreciating just how beautiful the Jewish people are and just how lucky we are to be part of such a special people. The Chesed, the Torah learning, the tefillos, like this call today, Jews from all walks of life and all levels of observance coming together to help each other, learn for the merit of one another, and daven on behalf of each other. May we each appreciate the special and unique privilege that we have to be part of such a special people, not only a privilege, but a responsibility. And may we use this responsibility to bring the light of Hanukkah, the light of Torah, the light of tefillah, and the light of chesed to the entire world, the light that will bring the Shiach, b'mheira b'yameinu, may he come speedily and in our days. We will now say a few prakim of Tehillim, a few chapters of Tehillim. We'll start with Perek 20, Chapter 20. I'll say it slowly, and you can say it along with me. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, yancha adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha, V'olasecha yidash nesela, yitein b'cha kilvavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei. Nirana nabi shuasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kocho, bigvuros yesho yimino. Eilev arechev, yeilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hei makaru v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai Yoshia, hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek 23, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Minos deshe yarbiteni, ame menucho sinaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni bimagle tzedek leman shimo. Gam ki eleich begei samaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha heima yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan eget zorirai, dishanta vashemin roshi kosi rivaya, Achtel Vachesed, Irdefuni, Koyeme, Chayai, Vishapti, Reveis Adinai, Leah, Rach Yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Alis, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalo, Sesoinail, Hari, Meyayin Yavo, Ezri Meim Adinai, Yosei Shamaim Varet. Al yitei mamot raglacha, al yanum shomracha, hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomracha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikoraha, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor teischa vorecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Finally, Parakuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mima Makim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima Vikoli, Tiyenas Necha Kashuvos Vikolta Chanunai, Im Avonos Tishmariaha, Adonai Miyamod, Kimachas Licha, Leman Tivarehe, Kiviti Adonai, Kivisa Nafshi, Vilidvaro Chalpi, Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yachesed v'harbei mofidus, v'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll now say the Misha Berech L'cholim, and we'll pause for 30 seconds for people to insert the names. Misha Berech Avosenu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo, Kuyivarch Birat Meyas HaCholim. Bavor Shanach Mispaulim Bavaram Mishazeh Kadosh Baruch Hamalei Rachlim Aleihem Lachlimam Lirapusam Lachzikam Lachayusam Vishlach lahem erafua shlema min hashamayim l'chol eberem l'chol gidem b'sol shar kolei Yisrael refuas hanefesh refuas haguf hashtab agala v'izman kariv v'nomar amein. We'll now conclude with Achenu. Achenu koveis Yisrael hanisunim b'tzara uv'shivya ha'omidim b'im b'yam uv'im b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyem mitzara lirvacha u'me'afila liora u'mishibud ligula Hashta Bagala Uvizman Kariv Vinomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Spitz. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah to all of those in need. The answer Latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, and a happy Hanukkah.